I'm Ray Hardman for WNPR News. When Connecticut's legislative session ends at midnight Wednesday, hundreds of pending bills will fade away without a vote. One of those bills is a proposal that would give terminally ill patients the right to try experimental drugs. House Bill 6709 would permit a terminally ill patient to take experimental drugs that have passed the first phase of the FDA process. Republican State Representative Noreen Cucurutta, one of the co-sponsors of the Connecticut legislation, says it gives desperate patients options.
I can't imagine anything in my life, any problem, having to address it and being told there are no options. So I just want to say this bill gives them that tool, gives them that option, and gives them potentially some hope.
I think my main opposition to the right to try laws is that they're false hope.
That's Arthur Kaplan, director of the Division of Medical Ethics at the NYU Langone Medical Center.
You still have to go to the company, and the company makes the decision about whether it wants to give you a medicine or a drug or a vaccine that's still in the process of being approved. And there's nothing about the law that makes them give it to you.
Kaplan says another issue is that the FDA already grants terminally ill patients access to experimental drugs. Right to Try advocates say the FDA process is too cumbersome and time-consuming. Kaplan isn't buying it.
I mean, in fact, the FDA just 3 months ago sped up the process by refining their website so that doctors can basically make requests for patients, and it shouldn't take more than an hour or two to complete the process.
This is the first year Right to Try legislation has come before the General Assembly. If medical marijuana and other controversial bills are any indication, Right to Try could take several sessions before it gathers enough support and becomes law. Ray Hardman, WNPR News.